We've got updates on the love lives of Billie Eilish and Blackpink's Jennie. We're running down what to expect at WeHo Pride. Labyrinth tells us about his epic Coachella sets with Billie and Zendaya. And we learn Colombian slang from Goya. I'm Tetris Kelly, and this is Billboard News. It's Thursday, May 18th, and we've got some romance rumors, breakups, and friendly exes to talk about. Billie, B and Jennie, Tay and Tay, and Hallie and her prince. So much relationship tea to round up. Let's dive in. The star of The Little Mermaid was asked by People if her real-life boyfriend, DDG, was also a Prince Charming. To which she responded, "People love to talk about this. Yeah, I would say that." And Taylor Lautner is saying John Mayer better watch out, as his ex, Taylor Swift, prepares to release Speak Now, Taylor's version. Both his and John's relationships with the pop star will resurface. He posted, hashtag pray for John. And it's the K-pop power couple everyone's talking about. Alleged video of BTS's V and Blackpink's Jennie holding hands and being cozy in Paris have surfaced, sending fans into a frenzy. With most asking to respect them, their decisions, and privacy. And lastly, Billie Eilish and her boyfriend, Jesse Rutherford, have split after 7 months of dating. The two were last spotted together at Coachella as Eilish showed up to the Met Gala alone. Now we wait to see if Jesse's new music will address it all. Pride Month is almost upon us, and here in Los Angeles, we celebrate in part with music. And out loud at WeHo Pride is bringing the party this year. With headliners like Carly Rae Jepsen, Grace Jones, Idina Menzel, and Jessie Ware, out loud at WeHo Pride is about to be a banger. Too good to be true. More acts for the first weekend in June include Tinashe, Orville Peck, and Drag Race winner Kylie Sonique Love. I see your true colors, and that's why I love you. Kylie released a cover of Cyndi Lauper's True Colors as a message of support to the trans and drag communities who are under attack through hundreds of bills being passed around the United States. Tickets are still available for Out Loud at WeHo Pride, and we'll be there to talk to all your favorite performers. Let's move on to our interview with Labyrinth. He told Billboard's Jason Lipschutz that he worked on his latest album, Ends and Begins, for a full year, but it was Coachella that helped him finally release it.
Started putting a show together, and I was like, if I'm gonna do a show, I just want it to be the sickest thing that I think I've ever seen or haven't seen. And so I just started kind of composing what my set would be. Me and Billie ended up doing the record, Never Felt So Alone, and I was like, do you want to maybe come to Coachella and perform it with me? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, really? She was like, okay. I was like, that's wild. And you know what? Me and Billie really loved the record that we did together. It kind of felt like a natural progression into us performing it and like actually ground testing this record and seeing how the fans really enjoyed it. And it was wild. I was like, Z, I'm going to perform at Coachella. I would love to do our songs together. And she was like, I would love to, but I don't have the time. I didn't think she could make it. And then I think last minute something happened that made her have to pass through. And she was like, Lab, I want to do the show. And I was like, really? As soon as she said she wanted to do it, I was like, this is a moment. Like, I just knew it straight away. But then when we actually performed it, it was like, oh, right. It was more than what I thought it was going to be. Like, it was insane. We couldn't hear ourselves. That's how loud it was in there. I share this quite often because I know there's a lot of people that have this experience or have had this experience where, like, I have ADHD and I didn't know I had it. Even through season one, I didn't know I had ADHD. And before discovering that, it made it very difficult for me to finish anything. Even though I did a lot for the show, it was very intense and very, like, grueling. I think I've learned the process of taking care of my brain and my mind and mental health so that I can make sure I can deliver the things I want to deliver and also knowing my capacity as well, you know? So I think that's been the process, is kind of going, okay, how do you achieve the thing you want to achieve, but also how do you make sure you don't become a vegetable by the end of it, you know?
For the full interview, head to billboard.com.
Hey Billboard, it's Carly Pierce, and I am so excited to see all of you on June 7th for the Women of Country panel. Get your tickets now. See you then.
Before you go, we learned some new slang from Goyo at Billboard's Latin Women in Music.
mis frases favoritas de mi país, por ejemplo.
Sí, sí, sí. Exacto.
Bueno, mi nombre es Goyo, soy de Colombia. Cuando hablo con slang, me gusta mucho decir clean, porque estar clean es estar como con el outfit, con la pinta. Otra palabra que me encanta mucho es chévere, porque es una palabra que mucha gente conoce, que no solamente se conoce en Colombia, sino en diferentes lados de Latinoamérica, y suena chévere. Otra palabra, la verdad, uso mucho chimba. Yo soy del Chocó y en Medellín es donde más se usa, pero yo la uso todo el tiempo. Esto es una chimba. A decir que cuando digo que algo está así como hard, lo máximo, una chimba. Estas fueron mis palabras o frases favoritas desde Colombia.
That's it for today. Come back tomorrow for our Friday music guide and we'll see how well Sweetie and Baby Tay know each other.